I had the day off from filming The Reething, a vampire gore fest my blood-sucking agent Morris had got me.
Hello?
Charles Paris for Dr. Mayhew. The insurers insisted I have a second checkup after I'd sustained minor lacerations of the buttocks while filming.
Dr. Mayhew's just with the patient. Help yourself to mineral water.
I'd rather have a double espresso.
Double espresso for Mr. Paris, Lucy?
Yes.
The trades are on the table, Charles. The new Screen International's just come in.
I really must have more accidents.
We look after our clients.
Mayhew was quack of choice to the entertainment industry, and his Harley Street waiting room was reputedly where all the big deals were made.
Then a great white shark swims up to the agent and at the last moment veers away. Mm-hmm. One actor turns to the other and says, "My God, did you see that?" Mm-hmm. And the other one says, "It's called professional respect."
Professional respect. Good one, Bob. Very good. I'll remember that.
Morris.
Private health care, Charles. I'll shop you to the Socialist Workers' Party.
I'm not paying for Dr. Mayhew's services.
You're spilling espresso on my Shiraz rug.
Oh.
Please don't tell me you're ill. It was hard enough convincing the producers you weren't a hopeless, washed-up boozer.
You really missed your vocation as a dependency counsellor. Anyway, why are you here?
Oh, cluster headache.
Poor chap brought on by stress.
Me? Stressed? How about that, Charles?
I'm sure it's not a tumour brought on by that stupid bloody earpiece you persist in wearing.
Why aren't you biting necks at Pinewood and earning me 10%?
That's between me and the good doctor here.
The film company want me to cast an eye over Charles's tush. Make sure it's healing nicely.
Have you ever heard of the Data Protection Act?
Very good. Come through when you're ready, Charles.
I'll report him to the BMA.
Oh, I wouldn't. His brother-in-law's a top litigation lawyer. My lawyer, as it happens.
Oh, so you got it all buttoned up, haven't you, Morris?
We live in a wicked world. Got to cover our backsides. Speaking of which, you'd better get in there and uncover yours. Oh, and stop upsetting my other clients. I had Jodie Ricks on the phone this morning in floods.
Swimwear model and actress Jodie was my latex-clad, blade-wielding arch-enemy in The Reething.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
Don't come the innocent. She's a vulnerable young actress with a great future, and I don't want you sniffing round her.
I've been lending her a sympathetic ear and a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, well, I'd appreciate it if you didn't lend any other parts of your ageing anatomy.
Body fascist.
There you go. Two double bells, Charles.
Just what the doctor told me to avoid. Morris didn't know that Jodie was pregnant by Elliot Roth, a showbiz impresario in line for an OBE. He also didn't know that I'd promised to contact Elliot for her to try and smooth things over between them.
Was it crisps or nuts?
Nuts. Love had been blooming till Jodie got papped at a showbiz orgy, and when the photographer threatened to send the shots to the press, Jodie unaccountably dropped off Elliot's radar.
Dry roast or spicy?
Spicy. He refused to answer her calls and dumped her by text. Then the blackmailer's body was found in woodland, shot through the head. Yeah?
Charles, Jodie, I don't suppose you've heard from Elliot.
Afraid not. You?
Nothing.
Are you at Pinewood?
No, I've finished for the day. Is there any chance you could come over? I'm just so worried, Charles, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, give me half an hour. The three-story climb to Jodie's flat felt like the ascent of K2, so I sat sweating and wheezing on her sofa, gagging for a fag, an espresso or a scotch in no particular order.
Can I melt tea, all right?
Lovely.
What am I going to do, Charles? He won't answer the phone, text, email. He's so out of character. I just want to tell him now Kirkby's dead, everything's going to be okay. No photos, no scandal, it's over.
It's all worked out very neatly.
You don't expect me to feel sorry for that blackmailing creep.
No, but you've got to say it's very convenient all round.
You're not suggesting Elliot had anything to do with it. Just because they found the body near Streatley.
Streatley?
Well, yeah, it's near Elliot's house, but it's showbiz central out there. I could name half a dozen celebs who are at that party all live within 2 miles of Elliot's place. Anyway, he wouldn't hurt a fly.
The question was, would Elliot pay someone else to hurt a fly for him? Listen, Jodie, have you considered the possibility that Elliot might have had second thoughts about you two? Some men panic at the thought of parenthood.
Weak, immature men who can't deal with responsibility.
For a moment, it could have been Francis talking.
Elliot's 62. He's hardly a teenage dad. And it's not like it's the first time.
I heard he's got a son.
Nick, boring little tit.
The description roughly tallied with Morris's.
If you think Elliot's dumped me for a newer model...
I wasn't going to be quite that blunt.
Well, forget it.
If you say so.
I do. Trust me, we were made for each other. I'm not going to go into personal detail.
Good.
But when we made love...
Yeah, no, really, it's fine.
You've gone red, Charles. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
It's called blushing. My generation does that. We also do all the things your generation do, but we don't do them live on Channel 4 and invite the viewers to vote us off.
All I was saying is that in the privacy of our bedroom there were sparks, you know? Like real fireworks.
I just hope you used goggles and a taper.
Then that creep Kirkby crawled out from under a stone and ruined everything. Maybe someone's trying to link his death to Elliot.
Like who?
Well, he's bound to have made a few enemies after 40 years in show business.
Well, any names?
We never talked to me about business. Maybe if you went out there...
Whoa. You want me to go to Elliot's country house?
Well, if he won't answer my calls and he won't open the door to me...
Look, Jodie, I arranged to meet him at the office and he didn't show up. Why would he welcome me with open arms if I arrive unannounced at his country house?
She looked crestfallen.
Yeah, you're right.
I liked the girl and I felt sorry for her, but this was going a bit far.
Not your problem. I'm sorry, but I shouldn't have asked.
On top of which, my gut told me that Elliot had simply had his fun and moved on.
I've already taken up too much of your time.
She was a nice kid, but I wasn't going to be emotionally blackmailed.
And you've done more than enough.
No, okay, I'll think about it.
Oh, thank you, Charles.
It was time to go, added to which I desperately needed a nicotine fix, so I made my excuses, but Jodie insisted on escorting me to the landing.
Oh, damn, the fuse must have blown. I'll fetch a torch.
No, it's okay. I can feel my way perfectly.
Oh, don't move.
Are you all right?
Just stay where you are. There's a wire tied across the stairs.
Oh, my God. I mean, oh, my God.
I'm okay.
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, my God.
It was the 15th, oh, my God, since I got into the passenger seat of Jodie's Mini.
But the way she was driving,
I had the feeling I'd only get out again with the help of the emergency services and industrial cutting equipment.
You could have been killed, Charles.
Yeah, just watch the road.
I could have been killed.
There's a car.
And the baby. Some nutter tried to kill me. What sort of maniac would do a thing like that?
I'll think about it while you concentrate on driving.
Oh, what am I going to do, Charles?
Well, you better stay with us tonight. Red light.
But your wife might.
Red light. Leave France. It's a red light.
Okay.
And Miles is here.
Oh, great.
Who's Miles?
The son-in-law I never wanted.
I'm not sure about this.
It'll be fine. Come on.
Yes. Charles.
Hi, Miles. Can't shake hands. I've hurt my arm.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Hi, everyone.
Francis, Juliet, Miles. This is...
Jodie Ricks.
Before the recession, Miles had been an unfair trader, earning shedloads in the city. But he'd undergone a credit crunch conversion, gone into therapy, and was now supposed to be dedicated to home and hearth.
You know each other?
God, no. I've seen Jodie's work, though, like that great cover.
Playboy?
No. No, I didn't. I wouldn't. I mean, no, the GQ.
Jodie was kind enough to give me a lift.
Charles had a bit of a fall.
Had he drunk too much?
No, and I'm fine. Thanks for not asking.
He should see a doctor if he's had a fall.
Can't be too careful after a fall.
I haven't had a fall. Old people have falls. I fell downstairs and I hadn't been drinking, but I could do with one now.
There's a nice little pinotage on the go.
That'll do.
You'd be better off with painkillers.
Oh, I'll be better still with both.
Jodie?
No, thanks. I'm pregnant. Dad?
Charles?
No.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
No more swimwear modelling for me.
That's a shame.
On the other hand, you are embarking on the most amazing journey.
Here we go.
Charles.
Childbirth is a truly life-changing event, isn't it, Juice? I used to be constantly on the move, racing around the world, chasing my own tail.
Selling fags to third world children.
Charles.
But the real adventure is in a tiny wrinkled nose. Or that first gurgling laugh.
He could put that in a card and sell it.
Where did you fall?
I was leaving Jodie's flat.
Charles has been a superhero. No.
He's like that.
If it hadn't been for him, I'd probably have lost the baby and... Sorry.
Jodie's run into a bit of trouble, so, well, I told her she could stay here tonight. That's all right, isn't it? Frances.
In the heat of the day down in Norfolk, Alabama.
Well, if it isn't the great hero, Gluteus Maximus, father to a flaky daughter, husband to a put-upon wife.
Can I tempt you with my contemporary take on your classic French cassoulet?
What's in it?
Saveloy and baked beans.
What makes it contemporary?
I just made it.
What have you done with Jodie?
Apart from giving her my bed, I haven't done anything with her.
Not for want of trying.
Actually, you're wrong. And if I did want to sleep with her, which I don't, she's besotted with her 62-year-old sugar daddy.
So this is an act of chivalry and altruism.
I am capable of genuine compassion, especially when a person's in danger.
Danger?
Between me arriving and leaving her flat, someone tied a tripwire across her stairs.
What? She could have been killed.
I nearly was, and I've got the bruises to prove it.
Why hasn't she gone to the police?
She and Elliot are prime tabloid fodder. She's worried about what'll get out.
Never mind the tabloid. She could have lost a baby.
I know.
And now you've brought her here.
I couldn't very well leave her alone in her flat.
I'm not unsympathetic, but what about us? What about Juliet and Angela?
They'll be moving in with Miles soon.
So exactly how long is Jodie staying?
I hadn't really thought.
No change there, then?
Just tonight.
And then?
I haven't really worked that out yet. My leg.
Oh, you'd better take it to a doctor.
Morris will kill me if I take more time off. No, I'll pop some more painkillers and make up a bed on the sofa and try and get some sleep.
You can come in with me tonight.
Oh, are you sure? I always sleep better in close proximity to Francis, but next morning the pain kicked in again, and I hobbled to the bathroom like Charles Laughton as Quasimodo. 2 hours later, I was in full vampire drag, sucking espresso through a straw when Jodie joined me in my dressing room.
What are we going to do, Charles?
Well, you come at me with your slaying blade. I swing to the left.
No, I meant about Elliot.
Oh. I don't want to upset you, but someone tried to kill you yesterday, and the only person in the frame is Elliot Ross.
No way.
Who else would want to harm you?
I never thought anyone did.
Put it this way. Everything was hunky-dory between you and Elliot until that paparazzo started with the blackmail. Now Elliot's cut off all lines of communication, even though you're carrying his baby.
Well, I don't think Elspeth likes me much since I went off with her boss.
Enough to want you dead?
I've never wanted anyone dead, so I don't know. If he wasn't such a weed, I'd say Nick.
What reason has he got to harm you?
Well, Elliot said he was a real mummy's boy. Maybe he doesn't like me taking her place.
Oedipus has got a lot to answer for.
Elliot's got a terrible temper, though. He and Nick are always arguing about the business. Also, Nick stands to inherit the lot. What if you found out that Elliot asked me to marry him?
Has he?
Not actually. Well, I mean, not formally, but when he found out I was pregnant, he said it might be a good idea.
This is all supposition, whereas we know Elliot was terrified of a scandal.
But he'd had to have completely lost the plot.
It has been known.
Have you changed your mind about going down to see him?
Ready for you on set, Mr. Paris.
Keep away from me, you mutant freak!
I advise you not to hurt my children's feelings.
If these are your children, I'd hate to see their mother.
You did, before you killed her. And now I avenge her.
Bring it on, Jarbeck.
Not my bloody arm again.
You always were a liability, but recently you've become a walking disaster zone.
Well, thanks for the sympathy. I lost blood, you know.
I heard. It was very nearly an armful.
Ha ha. Glad my pain gives you so much amusement, Morris.
Well, honestly, I've never had a client so accident-prone. Keep this up, they won't insure you to do a voiceover for Stanner Stairlifts. You've got to have fast reactions for these action sequences.
Yeah, I'd like to see how fast you'd react with a 26-year-old actress bearing down on you with a sword.
Sounds like your idea of heaven. Well, luckily for you, it costs more to reshoot your scenes than to keep you on the payroll, so you're being rescheduled.
Well, it's nice to be indispensable.
Yeah, no one's indispensable in this business.
Apart from agents.
Naturally. Without us, the entire machine would grind to a halt. We keep the pistons greased and the wheels oiled.
Like a giant tube of showbiz lubricant.
Before your next quip, ask yourself, am I in a position to incur the wrath of my hard-working agent? In the meantime, wily coyote, keep taking the painkillers. Oh, and try to avoid anvils falling from high windows.
Ooh.
Morris said Jodie could sing.
He also said you could do action movies.
Maybe I'm more of a sitting down actor.
Sitting down's your problem. What you need to do is move around from time to time.
I can get to the bar and order a round faster than Usain Bolt.
If you weren't so stubborn, we could work out together.
Now you're talking. What's she listening to up there?
Duffy.
Oh.
I'm becoming quite au fait with the Irv, although if I hear Mercy one more time tonight, I may not be able to show any.
All right, I'll get her to turn it down.
Any chance she might go back to her flat sometime soon?
Well, I'm working on it.
Working on it how?
Tomorrow's Saturday. Can she just stay for the weekend, please, Francis?
Not Duffy again.
He's working on it.
What's with the bandage?
Your father's discovered he's more Arnold Bennett than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you, Francis.
Miles has had a really sweet idea.
Oh, yes.
God.
I know we're in a weird place at the moment.
The kitchen?
Metaphor.
Gotcha.
So, Miles thought it might be a good idea if we revisit our relationships. Woman to woman, man to man.
If this is Iron John stuff, I don't want to go into the woods and write a letter to my manhood.
So, tomorrow, my friend Evie's taking Angela, so Mum and I can have a girly dare to health spa.
I'm up for that.
Then, Miles and Dad can spend some time on neutral territory. You know, hanging out, shoot the breeze, bond.
Bond?
Bond.
He's going to take you fishing.
Fishing?
You'll like that, won't you, Charles?
I could think of a thousand things I'd rather do, but this wasn't about me. It was about Juliet and Angela and their future happiness. I'd never been fishing, but I used to watch good old Jack Hargreaves in black and white sucking a pipe and making flies. So how hard could it be?
Just do exactly what I do. Okay, so bring the rod back and flick.
Bring the rod back and flick. Ah! Oh, my bloody arm.
I forgot about your arm.
Oh. The dressing's come loose.
Oh, let's have a look.
No, I can do it.
No, come on, Charles, I won't hurt.
No, I'm really... I'm
oh, my rod.
Ah, my leg.
Oh, watch out for the...
Oh, no. Ah, get me out of these bloody nettles. Grab my arm.
Right.
No, not that one.
Oh, sorry. Attaboy.
Oh.
Here we go. Oh, I've got you. How about a cup of tea?
Oh, sod tea. There's a hip flask in my jacket.
Isn't that dangerous on top of all the painkillers?
Not as dangerous as fishing. Now chuck it over and the fags while you're at it. Oh. I thought we'd just got off to a bad start. I was wrong. Damp, interminable minutes passed like hours. Hours like weeks. Time actually seemed to be moving backwards.
Got the bugger.
Have some more citronella.
I already smell like a sherbet lemon.
I'm getting the feeling you're out of your comfort zone.
I like the countryside as much as the next man, providing it's painted by Constable, and I can walk out of the Tate, inhale the particulates, and hit the nearest pub.
Don't you think it's good to be in the landscape? To remind ourselves we're part of the natural world.
I believe in civilization, and civilization needs people. There's nothing here but savage, brutal nature, red in tooth and claw. I hate the smells, I hate the weird noise. Above all, I hate the fact that you're supposed to love it.
I'm sensing a lot of hostility and negative energy.
My feet are wet. I've been bitten to hell. My face is covered in nettle rash. My bruised leg seized up and my gashed arms throbbing. We must do this again sometime.
I'm sorry you're not in a good place. Because I was sort of hoping today would heal things between us.
Yeah, Juliet said.
I know we never really hit it off, but I think we've got more in common than you think.
Miles, there is nothing I want more than the happiness of my daughter and granddaughter.
Me too.
But in my honest opinion, I don't think a day's fishing amounts to a hill of beans.
Then that's fine. I really just wanted to give you the time, the space, the arena, to speak your mind.
You want me to speak my mind?
When Juliet and I split up, I began deconstructing myself, piece by piece. Hearing your thoughts may be painful, but you'll be helping me to rebuild.
I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
Seriously, Charles. Thank goodness I'm back with Juliet and Angela. But I'm still learning about myself, figuring out who and what I am, and I'd really value your input.
You want my input?
Very much.
So I gave him my input. And it was amazing how quickly and enjoyably the next hour and a half passed.
Thank you, Charles. I respect and appreciate your opinions.
Can we go? Now it's dark.
I suppose we could cut our losses and go to the pub.
Now you're talking.
First pint's on me.
I'm the designated driver.
You can have any soft drink you like and your pick of perilously salted nibbles. Did that sign say Streetly?
Yes, you know it.
I know someone who lives there. I don't suppose we could do a quick detour. While Miles drove, I called Jody. I'm on the outskirts of Streetly, and I need you to give me directions to Elliot's house.
Oh, if you see him, tell him I love him, and I cherish his love, and I'm so happy we're going to have a baby, and I just want to be with him like we were that first night.
Yeah, I'll start with hello, if that's okay. Now, how do I get there? I had no idea if Elliot would be in, and if he was, a little voice reminded me that this might be the guy who tried to murder Jody and their unborn child. On the other hand, after a day bored witless on a riverbank, it was good to feel the adrenaline pumping.
Big house.
That's showbiz, or so they tell me. Lights are on, but is anyone home? Coming?
Who lives here?
Just a guy. Come on.
Come on, Elliot.
Looks like no one's in.
Yeah. Let's have a shifty round the back.
What are you talking about? Charles!
Where are you going? Just wander around people's private property. There's no one in. Let's go.
I just want to try the garage door.
Charles! Charles, come back! Oh. Charles? Ow. Where are you?
Over here.
This is madness.
Yeah. A torch.
Come on, let's get out of here before we...
Someone tried to kill Jody Ricks.
What? Is that why she's staying with you and Francis?
Yes, and the bloke who lives here is her lover.
Right.
And I think he may be the one who tried to kill her.
Then let's get the hell out of here.
She's in trouble. She trusts me, and I promise to help. You wait in the car if you like, but I'm going to help.
Oh, no. If anything happens to you, Juliet will never forgive me.
In that case, can you get through that ventilation window and help me climb down?
Oh, this is without doubt the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Just climb.
Okay, I'm down, but... Watch out for the pizza boxes.
Not my bloody leg again.
They say ready meals are bad for you.
Very funny. Someone here really loves frozen pizzas.
Bit odd.
What?
The boxes are all full and they're all defrosting.
Maybe he's expecting guests.
I hope so, otherwise this is an outbreak of listeria waiting to happen. I once ate a refrozen Cumberland pie and, if I tell you, I literally couldn't leave the lavatory
Miles,
for about...
Miles, can we get on?
Right, yeah, sure.
We left the utility room, made our way along a passage and out into a wide open central hall.
Charles, this is insane!
I thought you wanted to bond.
We'll have plenty of time to bond in prison.
Downstairs, the decor was classic impresario chic. Acres of deep white carpet, vast leather sofas and swagged silk curtains.
How does this guy make his money?
Mostly tax evasion. Upstairs was more of the same. White marble bathrooms, throne-like loos, sunken baths and built-in plasma screens.
So much for the recession.
People always need tacky entertainment, especially when times are hard.
Can we go now?
One more room. I shone the torch around a master bedroom that made the Doge's palace look understated. The beam of light fell on a vast bed, presumably the launch pad for Jody and Elliot's firework displays.
Oh, God! There's someone in there! That's it, we're out of here.
Wait!
What do you mean, wait? Wait for what? We're staring at a tennis stretch. Where you go, Charles? Come back.
While Miles spluttered and panicked, I shuffled across the snowdrift carpet for a closer look at the sleeping figure of Elliot Roth. But he wasn't asleep.
Oh, my God! We've broken into the house of a dead man!
He must have been dead a while. His skin feels cold.
You touched a corpse? What kind of a man are you? A car? Oh, someone's coming. Oh, my God, someone's coming.
Time to go.
You think?
Get a grip, Miles.
Prison, Charles! We're going to prison! You hit me.
For your own good. Now let's get out of here. It wasn't so much a slap as a full stop to my character assessment. Anyway, When else would I get the opportunity to hit the man who'd upset my daughter?
There you go.
One large brandy.
I've never seen a dead body before.
Go on, get it down here.
But I'm driving.
You're in shock. I'll drive.
Why aren't you in shock?
I did an episode of Silent Witness. After that, nothing shocked me. Is there a payphone here?
You've got a mobile.
I need to report the death, and if you recall, we shouldn't have been in the house. Drink up and I'll get you another.
Zillion.
There we go.
Thy slowly from the star, and I bet you exploded in my heart.
Attaboy, Miles. Yeah, lean on me.
And I forget the movie song.
Miles?
Oh, I love you, Juliet.
Dad?
He's fine.
No, he's not.
What's going on?
He's fine.
I'm fine.
He's just had a bit too much to drink.
He's paralytic.
No.
Who drove?
I did, and I'm stone cold sober.
I want to live, Juliet.
That's good.
I want to live my life with you and Angela. For you and Angela.
What have you done to him?
Nothing.
Charles.
I bought him a few drinks.
He's used to wine. He's strictly a sipper with food.
I didn't know.
Come on, Miles, let's get you to bed. I can't believe you'd do this to him.
Hey, you wanted us to bond.
I'm a bit drunk.
You just can't be trusted, can you?
He needed a drink. It's not my fault he can't hold his booze.
Why did he need a drink?
Oh, that's another story. Where's Jodie?
She got in late and went straight to bed. Why?
I finally tracked down Elliot Roth.
For God's sake, Charles!
What?
Why do you do these things? The man sounds like a complete psycho. He could have attacked you, or Miles.
No, he couldn't.
What? You don't think he put the tripwire on her stairs?
I don't think we're going to find out unless you know a good medium.
Did you speak to him, Charles? What's wrong? What's happened?
So I told her. And then Francis put Jodie to bed and I poured myself a very large whiskey. Something bothered me, and it wasn't just Elliot's cold, dead body. There were no signs of suicide. So had Roth tried to kill Jodie, then died of natural causes? Or had someone else failed to murder Jodie but succeeded in killing Elliot? And if so, who?
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right.
In Cast in Order of Disappearance, Charles Paris is played by Bill Nighy, Jodie by Martine McCutcheon, and Francis by Suzanne Burden. Juliet is Tilly Gaunt, Miles Thomas Arnold, and Morris John Glover. Dr. Mayhew is Stephen Hogan, the receptionist, Tessa Nicholson, and the barman, Joseph Cohen Cole. Cast in Order of Disappearance is written by Jeremy Front and based on the novel by Simon Brett. The director is Sally Evans.